Empire State primary day.
I hope everybody in New York gets out to vote.
Trump and Clinton expected to win big.
I never count any chickens before they hatch.
Ecuador earthquake rescues.
They are still finding people alive buried underneath rubble.
And everybody loved Doris Roberts.
Draymond, don't let them touch you.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. It's primary day and the polls are open in parts of New York State. This woman has just voted in New York City.
We have so many important issues here in the city. We're really a microcosm for the whole country.
New York is a big prize for both parties, with 95 Republican delegates up for grabs, 291 for the Democrats. Donald Trump is expected to win the Republican race easily. More from correspondent Major Garrett.
We're going to start winning.
It's been almost a month since Donald Trump won a primary, but with a New York victory in sight, he's starting to talk like a presumptive nominee.
We're going to do it on the first ballot.
Trump expects to do well in five states voting next week.
No New Yorker can vote for Ted Cruz, and no New Yorker can vote from Kasich.
Despite Trump's bravado, John Kasich, who may win a handful of delegates if he comes in second, said Trump's complaints about GOP rules prove he has doubts.
We're going to go to an open convention, and they're beginning to realize that.
Trump tried even harder than ever to celebrate 9/11 heroism, but the effort fell short.
I watch our police and our firemen down on 7/11, down at the World Trade Center, right after it came down.
Hillary Clinton has just arrived at her polling place in Chappaqua, New York. CBS's Nancy Cordes is there, and while Clinton expects to win big and says she hopes to wrap up the nomination soon,
she's not taking anything for granted. And she can't, because Bernie Sanders is the one who has been drawing massive crowds here in New York. And he has shown that he can close the gap before. He was 10 points back in Michigan, for example, just as he is here, and he ended up with a narrow win. The big difference here in New York is that Clinton has virtually the entire New York power structure on her side. And Sanders admitted to me yesterday that this is going to be a tough race for him. He said, don't count him out, but it's going to be tough.
More rain is expected in Texas today. Flooding has killed at least five people, and nine counties are under a state of emergency. It's especially bad in the Houston area, where this woman's been forced to evacuate.
It's amazing, and it's terrifying, especially if you can't swim. It's terrifying.
Schools are closed in Houston. There have been more than 1,000 water rescues. City and county officials are asking people to stay home until some of the floodwaters recede. In Ecuador, the earthquake death toll is up to 413 as rescue workers search for survivors. CBS's David Begno is there.
They are still finding people alive. Every time people start running, it's because someone has said, hey, I see someone under the rubble. I hear them. Let's go. And all the rescuers head to that location. As one rescuer said, right now we're focused on finding people. We're focused on those who are alive. We can come back to the bodies later.
The death toll from southern Japan's two earthquakes is considerably smaller, 45 confirmed dead, but there's been another strong aftershock, a 5.5 magnitude. More than 100,000 people have evacuated their homes, and many who didn't are said to be thinking about it after this latest tremor. Research in China and Great Britain suggests a little protein could go a long way toward reversing some of the symptoms of Alzheimer's. CBS's Vicky Barker is live in London. Vicky, how might this work?
It's called interleukin-33. It seems to mop up the debris that accumulates in the brains of people with dementia. And when the team, led by Professor Eddie Liu of Glasgow University, injected into mice bred for Alzheimer's, their memory improved within days.
We have no idea whether it will work in humans, but there is enough encouraging hints that it might work in humans.
Full human trials could begin next year. If they're successful, then Alzheimer's could one day be treated the way diabetes is now, with daily injections. Peter?
It started with a suicide car bomb. It continued with a gunfight between militants and guards at an Afghan security agency in Kabul. At least 26 people were killed, nearly 330 wounded. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. President Obama heads to Saudi Arabia this afternoon. He'll also stop in London and Germany. In an interview with CBS This Morning's Charlie Rose, he says the 200 additional troops being sent to Iraq will help recapture the city of Mosul from ISIS.
We're not doing the fighting ourselves, but when we provide training, when we provide special forces who are backing them up, we can continually tighten the noose. My expectation is that by the end of the year, we will have created the conditions whereby Mosul will eventually fall.
In northern Cameroon, West Africa, a 7-year-old boy has been killed while watching a convoy carrying UN Ambassador Samantha Power. Officials say the boy was distracted by a helicopter overhead and was hit by a vehicle going at about 40 miles per hour. Power went back to the village to meet the boy's family. Finding the balance between privacy and security, CBS's Stephen Portnoy has details on a House committee hearing on encryption and the iPhone.
A top FBI official who leads the Bureau's science and technology efforts will testify along with the NYPD's intelligence chief. The San Bernardino shooter's phone may have been cracked, but law enforcement still hopes to unlock dozens of other phones in other cases. Apple's top lawyer will again urge lawmakers not to force the company to build a back door, saying the security of all iPhone users would be put at risk.
The latest in the Flint water crisis, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder says he'll drink the city's water for the next month or so to show that it's safe. That announcement came after he visited a house with confirmed high levels of lead and left with 5 gallons of filtered tap water. Actress Doris Roberts has died. We know her best as Marie Barone, the meddling mother-in-law we all loved and sometimes loved to hate on the sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond. Doris Roberts brought her to life for nearly a decade.
Raymond, give me those pants. I'll wash them.
Well, that's okay, Mom.
No, I'm washing those pants for you, damn it.
Mom!
Take off your pants!
Roberts won 4 Emmys and her fame skyrocketed thanks to that role after decades in TV, on Broadway, and in the movies. Doris Roberts was 90. Hopefully you filed your tax return and can exhale for another year. These people went down to the wire last night in Lakewood, Colorado.
I have to work about 12 hours a day and I haven't had time to do my taxes.
I don't want to give the government any money.
Because I do accounting for other people and so they were last minute, so then mine got pushed off.
This is a dubious anniversary.
A year since Freddie Gray died in police custody while in a coma at a Baltimore hospital, the city's NAACP president, Tessa Hill Aston, says it's brought about change.
Even though it's a very, very sad occasion for the family, for the death of Freddie Gray, it has done a lot of positive things.
Hill Aston says there's a greater focus now on helping the poorest areas of the city, including Gray's neighborhood in West Baltimore. On Sunday, a peace march there will help mark the anniversary of his death. Steve Dorsey, CBS News.
It started out as a joke, but British voters have overwhelmingly said that a new research ship should be named the RRS Bodie McBoatface. The government has pretty much torpedoed the idea. Britain's science minister says the vote is non-binding. They're considering something more serious. In his words, a name that lasts longer than a social media news cycle. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, April 19th. I'm Peter King, CBS News.